How about that December stock market, Craig? Started out really high, and then Christmas showed up, and it was near the bottom, climbing its way back up again. But what do we do when the market does this? Do we do nothing? Do we do something? Well, for our purposes now, we talk with Dan Keady, who is the Chief Financial Planning Strategist for TIAA. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So how do we take emotion out of this? This seems to be what it's sort of, that's a part of it. You get excited, you get depressed. How do we kind of separate emotion from our money, if that's even possible?
Yeah, let's walk through that quickly. I think one of the things that comes up when markets get choppy or there's a big drop is you often hear the advice, and it's sage advice from some of the best, right? Do nothing, don't panic, and stay the course. The problem is that to a large degree, it goes against our human nature, right? It's hard not to react. It's kind of like if you were to touch a hot pan, you want to pull your hand back. And, of course, the reaction of many is to sell. That's really not a good way to go. One thing that you could do that could be very useful that a lot of people don't talk about, because that advice is good, but it doesn't get you all the way there. You really need to talk about your feelings, because this is a very emotional time. And if you just think about yourselves, when you saw, and even myself, when I saw the market go down, you know, how do you feel, right? Do you feel things? I mean, what's the first thing that comes to either of your minds?
What's the future going to happen? Is it going to keep going down? How low will it go?
Exactly. And the anxiety starts to build. So what I suggest to do at that point is to have a family meeting. And what do I mean by that? You know, it's a great time to talk with your spouse and go through it, or a larger family even. And what do you do? Well, the first thing is, when you have this talk, remember, you don't want this to be volatile as the market. So first thing you have to do is get rid of the blame game. None of the you picked a bad investment because it went down. And then take a step back and say, why were you investing? If you really weren't investing, you were just saving for something that's a year away, well, then you really have to really think about, was I investing properly? But if you're investing for the long run, then it's very, very different, a different way to look at it. The other part is discuss the basics, that investments go up and down. I think you have to get through some of those feelings before you move on. And one of the things I see as a CFP, often communication between spouses is not necessarily as good as it could be. Do you guys tend to talk about these things when you're home?
Usually not. No. I can think of 10,000 other things that usually want to go through my mind. And I guess part of it, is also trying to, you mentioned about what your money wants to do for you, saving or investing, and as well as how much are you depending on whatever money is in the market too, I think, right?
Yeah, so what I like to do is I like to break it into two things that I think are very important. And the first one is, you know, for younger people, it's really tough because they kind of went through the Great Recession, they saw a very big downturn, unemployment, that kind of thing. They may be thinking, here we go again. And one of the things that I think can help, besides, you know, amplifying how long they have to go until they need their money, but it can also be good if mom and dad pitch in and talk about some of the things that they've done, both good and bad, with money. Now, unfortunately, for those who are closer to retirement or recently retired, you know, a market downturn becomes more than that feeling about your 401k when you see the statement coming down. Why? Because it's not just feeling, it's also math. If you pull out from a volatile investment when it's down, what happens is you're taking paper losses and making real losses. That could shorten how long your income could last in retirement, because your portfolio could be depleted or you might need to spend less. And there are proactive things that you can do to partially protect against it. And one of which probably a lot of your listeners haven't heard of, is called an annuity. But even if you haven't heard of it, you're probably familiar with Social Security and perhaps pensions, both of which provide income for as long as you live. So the investor could take part of their investments and convert that into an income stream that would last for the rest of their lives, that would take some stress off the portfolio. And one of the things that people often don't think about is how long they might live. For example, here at TIAA, we're sending out 31,000 income checks to people over the age of, take a second, guess what that number is, over the age of 90.
Wait a minute, I was going to say 80, and I thought that was high. 90? Wow.
Over 90. Over 90. Did you know that, according to at least one chart, at age 65, over half the men are going to make it past 85. So for older investors, it makes a lot of sense to have a guaranteed income floor beyond just, keywords, beyond just Social Security. None of us want to end up with just Social Security if things go wrong. And quite frankly, even for younger investors, if they start buying into annuities at a little bit younger age for that future income way, way down the road, that might give them a feeling of safety and make it easier to avoid selling in the downturns. We've already seen the markets up like 5% and a fraction so far this year. So many people who panicked last year, and then if they try to jump back in, they're caught in that market timing concept. And my experience over time is that market timers trying to guess when to get in and when to get out lose over time.
Let's talk about that timing issue for a second. I know there have been times when the stock market has taken a deep, extended dive, and I've heard people say, oh, it's wiped out my retirement savings. However, the market seems to rebound. In fact, it has rebounded in recent times higher than ever. Are those retirement savings that these people complained about being lost, have they been restored? Have they grown?
Well, one of the things, and you bring up a core point, and that's why I think it's so important to have assets available to spend, such as a guaranteed income, if the market goes way down. Because if you start pulling that money out to spend it, that's way down in value, even when the market rebounds, you don't catch the full rebound. And that's the challenge with retirement planning. That's what makes it so different when you're retired or close to retirement compared to when you're in your working years. In your working years, you see the statements going up and down, and you wait for the rebound. But when you're retired, you really need to have a plan that builds in some guaranteed income to move you into the best spot in case there's a prolonged downturn.
Our guest this morning, Chief Financial Planning Strategist for TIAA, Dan Keaty. If people want to find out more about some of the things you're talking about, where's a good place to get some advice or at least a little bit more of education on some of this?
Sure, TIAA.org. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Appreciate your time, Dan. Thanks.